this morning, I want to talk about two phrases that came up this past week. The first one was said by Reb Anderson, who is a Zen Soto priest in Green Gulch. He's probably close to 80, and he had Dharma transmission, I believe, by Shinya Suzuki. Anyway, one of the comments that he made at a meeting that I was at, that people were doing Zazen, he said, "We use too many muscles." And isn't that interesting? And so that's one phrase that came up this week. The other phrase was kind of the opposite, and it was, "Let it be." So how do those two tie together? I think with the idea of we use too many muscles. Using effort and energy can be both positive, can have dual sides. It can have the positive side and can have the negative side, if you want to separate it like that. But the positive side has to do with, you know, with us being really aware of how we're sitting, you know, how our back is straight, how we're holding the mudra, what our legs are feeling like, and it's just that attention to what's going on in our body as we do Zazen. If we get into the using too many muscles, I think that's when we begin to work too hard. And it, in a way, it's kind of like, I gotta pay attention to how I sit. And so all my attention goes to how I'm sitting, rather than passing, you know? So it's that funny conundrum of being aware and working towards something, and yet at the same time not having everything good towards that. So for instance, if I'm sweeping my kitchen floor, I can really sweep it, you know, or I can leave it. And I think the more that we do Zazen, the more comfortable we begin to feel and more natural we begin to feel in the posture that we have. And in the experience that we have, Hoyo commented this morning when he first found out about Middle Way Zen, it was at a talk at Campbell Library, and he said when he left there, he just felt like this is the path he needed to go. So there was kind of a naturalness to it, and yet every week he comes, most every week, you know, so it isn't like he just shows up. I mean, he does show up, but it isn't an obligation, it isn't a forced thing, at least the way that he was sharing it this morning. So I think we have to be aware of what we're doing, be gentle with ourselves, and try to improve ourselves at the same time, kind of an acceptance and improvement at the same time. The acceptance part comes in with the let it be. Okay, if I'm sitting there and my leg is hurting, I can really concentrate on how much my leg hurts, you know, or my knee hurts or whatever. Or there's a part that I can say, just let it be. It's just there. You know, it'll go away, and pay attention to it. Now, maybe in the course of time, there comes a time where I need to move it. So it isn't like getting stuck on one decision, but meeting the moment as it comes up. There was a woman that did sesshin, and her back went out or something. So, and this was in New York, and so she decided she was going to tough through it, and instead of lying down or sitting down, she was going to stand all the time. So, I mean, she slept standing up and everything. Well, she later had serious back problems, because she pushed herself too far in that case. So there's that moment that I think we have to pay attention and make a decision. Is this a time that I move my leg, or is this a time that I just sit with it a little bit longer? The more that we do Zazen and we have these quiet times, I think the more that we become familiar with that silence that is within us, that tells us, you know, this is what you need to do, pay attention to that. And we also begin to learn, maybe we not fill up our lives so much with busyness, with things to do and places to go and things to clean and papers to write or emails to respond to or whatever it might be. And to be mindful of taking a moment of just be where you are. Sometimes when I'm at home, I can tell my head is going, you know, like it's got the mental list of do, you know, so I'm sweeping the kitchen floor, but I'm really, you know, I got to get this done so I can do that. And the thing that helps me at that particular moment, if I'm aware of it, is to just go sit down. Just throw the chair and sit. And just, I mean, it doesn't take, you know, I don't have to go and sit for a half hour. Just break the pattern, break the cycle, make a choice to do something, to do it a little bit differently, and then go back to whatever it is. And it might be, you know, 10 seconds later that you're buzzing around again, but that's okay, you know, you just do the best you can. And I think in that decision-making moment, it comes to two words, wisdom and trust. Trust that what I do is okay, it's appropriate. I may look back later and say, well, I wish I wouldn't have done it that way, but you know that moment is the way it's going to be. And so to trust the self, trust the universe, and to trust our own wisdom about making this choice. That whatever it is, it's not going to be a bad choice. I was also thinking this morning about the young Thai soccerers that are, I read on the news last night that they were, as of about 9 o'clock last night, they were beginning to start the rescue mission. And it was going to be quite complicated. I think it was going to be like at least 12 hours to get everybody out. And it was several hours getting from the cave to the point of the entrance of the cave, of where the boys were to the entrance. And I'm thinking about those boys, about the soccer coach, about the divers who are going to rescue, about the people who have been involved in the planning. And at some point, they've had to trust that this is the time to begin this process, given all the different variants that they might be considering. And to know that it's right, no matter what the outcome is, that they're doing the best they can at that particular time. But I just, I just was imagining these young boys and how, on one hand, they have frightened. One of them wrote on a note to the parents, I guess, don't make me do a lot more homework when he got out. And another one said, you know, he would help in his parents' shop. You know, so. What it must feel like the coach that took them into that, not knowing that this was going to happen and certainly not intending it, and yet the weight that must be on him too. So there's a lot going on there, and it just seems like the wisdom that this is the best they can do at this particular time, and we hope that the boys get out. Thank you for being here during your Sunday morning. Our sun, our birds, our motorcycles.